Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with livestock market economist Daryl Peel right after this.
When Kubota celebrates, Kubota customers win. And right now, we're celebrating over 1.5 million sales in America. That means you win with a special milestones and money-back savings event going on now at your local Kubota dealer. Take advantage of hundreds or even thousands of dollars in instant cash rebates on select new Kubota equipment now through December 31st. It's the savings event that celebrates Kubota customers, past, present, and future. Learn more at KubotaMilestonesSavings.com.
Producers Cooperative Oil Mill has been providing high-quality cottonseed products since 1944. Home offices in Oklahoma City, where they serve clients nationally with cottonseed oil, cottonseed meal, cottonseed hulls, linters, and whole cottonseed. In recent years, they've made investments in the winter canola industry in the Southern Plains, helping it develop and thrive. For more information, contact Gene Newens at 405-232-7555. PCOM, proud sponsors of our daily email. One of the true success stories for the cattle industry in these United States, as well as for the pork industry, is the large numbers of exports that we've been able to move out of this country into the global marketplace. Right at $5 billion worth of value anticipated for calendar year 2011 for both beef and for pork when it's all said and done. Record levels of exports both in volume and in value. Joining us today, Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Daryl, we've talked about these amazing export numbers not just this year but in 2010 as well. 2011, though, just a brand new chapter in an exciting way.
That's exactly right. I mean, you know, really for the last 2 years or 2.5 years, the international trade and the exports specifically of beef have been very, very important in providing stability in this market, getting us through, you know, first the recession, clearly in 09 and into 10. And then more recently, again, even with some recovery in domestic demand, the exports have been incredibly important. And I think it's really important in that not only is the total impressive, but we've got a very robust demand set of markets that we are exporting beef to. We're not heavily dependent, as we have been at times in the past, on one or even two markets. We've got really four major markets that are all pretty strong and giving us a nice mix of products and a nice robustness to that demand across different countries.
Daryl, let's shift gears for just a moment, if we might, and talk about yearling prices, calf prices here in the Southern Plains in the fall of 2011. Back at the end of summer, we thought we might be in for a long, hot, dry fall, but things have turned around. We've got greener conditions. We've got some wheat pasture as well. Quite a turnaround.
That's exactly right. You know, in a general sense, particularly given what we've been through with the drought, you have to be impressed with the way feeder cattle prices held up. Even more impressive is the amount of wheat pasture that was able to develop in across November and into early December. And in that post-Thanksgiving period, we saw a little sort of mini run a mini boom in cattle demand as a few folks needed to pick up some calves to take advantage of this wheat pasture. I think that's mostly over now. We've actually seen the feeder prices drop back just a little bit from that little 2 to 3 week boom there, but we're very close to record levels, and so awfully impressive feeder cattle prices in general, and there's more of that to come.
OSU's Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Agriculture's big business in Oklahoma, and nobody covers it better than Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Ron is the source for agricultural news, news that means the difference sometimes between profits and losses on the farm. That's why the National Cattlemen's Beef Association awarded Ron the Excellence in Agriculture Journalism Award. When you need up-to-the-minute information about Oklahoma agriculture, listen to farm broadcasters Ron Hayes and Ed Richards on this station, a proud member of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.